The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour of the program. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483 on this Veterans Day 2019. And I would love to give you the opportunity to honor a veteran in your family. Again, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Did you know that altogether 1.1 million Americans have given their lives for our country? If you're not listening earlier, let me give you the numbers. Going back to the Revolutionary War, and when I saw that, pardon me, there were only 4,435 deaths in the Revolutionary War. You have to understand, the population wasn't that big in America at that time. Population was not. Be interesting. I'll have to try to look that up. But anyway, in the Revolutionary War, 4,435 deaths. Now, that was a huge percentage of the total population at that time. The War of 1812, 2,260. The so-called Indian Wars were 1,000. The Mexican War, 13,283. The Civil War, America's most bloody conflict, 498,332. The Spanish-American War, 2,446. World War I, 116,516. World War II, 405,399 Americans gave their lives in World War II. The Korean War, 54,246. The Vietnam War, 90,220. The Persian Gulf War, 1,565. And then since that time, the Global War on Terror, 6,852. That all adds up to 1.1 million Americans have died for our freedom and for our liberty. 1.1 million. Currently, 1.3 million Americans are in active duty, and an additional 800,000 reserves serving our country as we speak. Out of 329 million total population, 1.3 million are in active duty, and 800,000 reserves. All right. Let's get to some of the stories of the day. We had phone calls the entire hour, last hour. And again, I want to open the phones to you. 877-BOB-LIVE to honor a veteran in your family. But here's a story out of Florida. Gulf Coast High School in Naples, Florida. Now get this. You tell me there is not discrimination against Christians. And, you know, all across America, we have these new anti-discrimination laws. And the purpose of the anti-discrimination laws is to discriminate against Christians. Currently, Gulf Coast High School in Naples, Florida, recognizes 78 clubs on campus. 78 clubs. They have the Asian Culture Club, the Korean Culture Club. They even have the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They have the Gay Straight Alliance, which is for the LGBTQ group. Altogether, 78 clubs. Well, a pro-life group on the campus. Evidently, the school mascot is a shark. And the club was going to be Sharks for Life, affiliated with Students for Life in America. Well, a group of kids on campus got together, decided they wanted to have Sharks for Life, just a pro-life club on the campus. They went through all of the questions. They fulfilled every requirement that the school gave them. And after they had filled out the application, went through all of the requirements and so forth, the assistant principal made the decision, nope, you cannot be a club on our campus because you are too political and too controversial. Yeah, too political and too controversial. Now, again, they have a club for LGBTQ, sponsored by the Gay Straight Alliance, but evidently that's not controversial. So, fortunately, the Alliance Defending Freedom has come to their assistance. And here is the letter sent to the school. The failure to recognize Sharks for Life is blatantly illegal under the Equal Access Act and First Amendment, both of which guarantee the right to have a student club that stands on equal footing with hundreds of other student clubs in Collier County Public Schools. Then the letter cites the Supreme Court decision, Board of Education versus Mergens in 1990, which said a school that allows one non-curriculum related student group may not deny other clubs on the basis of their content. Let's see. All right, here's an additional comment from the ADF Legal Counsel, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Public school officials can't refuse to recognize a student organization for being too political or controversial, especially when they have rightfully approved a whole host of other clubs formed around religious, political, and social interests. The First Amendment does not permit a public school to play favorites when approving student organizations. Gulf Coast High School must recognize Sharks for Life, and Collier County Public School needs to update its policies so this doesn't happen again. And once again, they have 78 recognized schools on the campus, every kind of organization imaginable, but not pro-life, because it is, again, I'm quoting from the assistant principal, it is too political and too controversial. So the ADF is threatening to take them to court. I think I can make a safe prediction here. The Gulf Coast High School in Naples, Florida, is going to grant their request for Sharks for Life because they don't have a legal leg to stand on. Pure discrimination because they are pro-life. We'll keep an eye on that, but I think they're going to win this case easily. But when they do, hopefully when they do, I will pass that along to you. Again, that was Gulf Coast High School in Naples, Florida. Wait till you hear what kind of information they're passing out down in Tennessee to second graders. Yeah, you got to hear this story when we come back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I can't wait to watch the news tonight. I'm going to do my best to watch the 10 o'clock news and then watch all three of the 11 o'clock newscast tonight. I'm going to do my best. I don't want to miss any of them because all of them tonight, every single one of them, are going to be broadcasting from the Salt Barn. I love this time of year when the local TV news stands out in front of the Salt Barn. They do it every year. And not only every year, they do it every time it snows. Here we are broadcasting live from the Salt Barn. Look at there! There is a salt truck. They're getting a fresh load from the... Look at the huge pile of salt there at the Salt Barn. Really? Are you serious? And the thing that just cracks me up is the live broadcast from the car. And now we go out to Mobile Track. Yeah, here we are in Mobile Track. There's nothing happening yet. Roads are just fine. We don't see anything, but we're here in Mobile Track, and it may get bad. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and then, of course, the yardstick. You know, it snows like 2 inches. Here we are. We've got the yardstick. But that's part of living in Ohio. Anyway. Hey, there's something else here in Columbus, but I promised you I would tell you about what's going on down in Tennessee. You think of Tennessee as a very conservative area. Here's the story. Father outraged over school giving 7-year-old son a flyer promoting free condoms and birth control. This actually happened in Sullivan County, Tennessee. His son is 7 years old. He is in second grade. And, you know, kids bring stuff home from all the time. Flyers about this, flyers about that. Well, his son is a student at Mary Hughes School in Piney Flats, Tennessee. You ever been to Piney Flats, Tennessee? I don't think I have. Anyway, the flyer is promoting an event at the Appalachian Fairgrounds hosted by the Remote Area Medical Volunteer Corps, which is fine, offers free dental, medical, vision services, and so forth. Then you turn the flyer over, and I'm actually looking at it. And some of the stuff, I guess I could read over the air, but I'm not comfortable. The stuff that's being advertised, services that are going to be given, and so forth. And this was given to second graders. The father in question here believes it was given to kindergartners and first graders, 5- and 6-year-olds, as well. Well, the father was not happy. He contacts the schools, and the school at first said, well, what's wrong with that? You know, kids need to know what's available. Really? 7-year-old condoms? Uh-huh, yeah. Well, other parents evidently got the flyers as well, began calling the school, and the Sullivan County Director of Schools, David Cox, admitted, well, they were passed out unintentionally. Now, again, at first, they said, well, what's wrong? How come you're upset? Until a whole bunch of parents complained. And then they said, well, we really didn't mean to. We didn't mean to pass this out to second graders. We meant to give them out to third graders. No, I'm making that up. But anyway, they changed their story and said, well, it was unintentional. Folks, when things like that happen to your children, speak up. Do not remain silent. And then I just got this. Are you serious? This is here in Columbus. I just checked my Twitter feed during the last break. And this, here's a big headline on Twitter. Drag meets opera for Nina West's debut at the Southern Theater. A brand new show featuring both drag and opera will host drag queen actor and RuPaul's Drag Race Season 11 alumni Nina West. Opera and drag? Well, folks, there is this unbelievably blatant attempt to normalize the abnormal. There's nothing normal about drag queens. An opera, Columbus, is presenting a drag. This is Opera Columbus presenting a drag queen show. Now, I'm not telling you what to do, but I would imagine that we have people in our audience who support Opera Columbus. You appreciate opera, you appreciate the arts, and you may be a supporter of Opera Columbus. May I suggest that you contact the folks at Opera Columbus and say, you know, I don't think you'll be getting my support any longer. This whole drag queen thing is becoming so prominent and prevalent in our libraries across America. It's an explosion. And now we have a very prominent part of the Columbus art family, Opera Columbus, presenting Nina West. Will make her debut. And again, this is a man. This is not a her. This is a man. And again, I'm reading the headline. Nina West will make her debut at the Southern Theater for Opera Columbus Presents Nina West. They're sponsoring it. And referring to a man as a her. It's getting out of hand, and until the community says, wait a minute, no, it's going to continue to increase. Wow. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit of worship and worship music. I have an excellent piece that I want to share with you. When we come back.